This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes! An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdan's for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Bogdan's up one. Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkin's up four. Botkin's up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Actually, I should say good late morning to you all, as we are normally on the air for a Saturday game around noontime, maybe as late as 1. Tip-off today between Fort Loramie and Ottawa Glandorf is scheduled for about 12:15 or 12:20. JV game is in the fourth quarter, just started. Fort Loramie girls lead Ottawa Glandorf by a score of 39-32. Varsity contest should be a blockbuster. Fort Loramie 9-1 on the year. Unbeaten, of course, in the Shelby County Athletic League, a mark of 5-0. Ottawa Glandorf, Division 3, is 10-0 on the season, 2-0 in the Western Buckeye League. If state rankings came out this week, and they don't until at least next week or the week after, I think Ottawa Glandorf would likely be number 2 in Division 3. Fort Loramie probably number 1 in Division 4. Both teams coming off good victories. 1 week ago today, Fort Loramie handled Versailles on the road, 65-43, as Albers, Mesher, Brandewee, Hoing all scored in double figures. Fort Loramie was excellent in the second half of that contest, superb on the boards in defeating Versailles. Meanwhile, in a league contest in the Western Buckeye League just 2 nights ago, Ottawa Glandorf kept the unbeaten season alive, defeating Convoy Crestview away from home by a final tally of 47-45. Carson Erford connected on 8 of 10 free throws in that game. She was the giant killer for the Titans a year ago when Ottawa Glandorf defeated Fort Loramie at the Redskins gym by 5. Two previous seasons, Fort Loramie won easily over OG. This promises to be one heck of a game this afternoon. Stay tuned. Let everyone know that we'll have the opening tip in about 20 minutes between Fort Loramie and Ottawa Glandorf. Love the environment, Chuck, here at OG. It's like a field house. It's an old school building. Ottawa Glandorf has got a gym that's been around for a long, long time. And it's got 15, 20 rows on one end, double deck on both sides.
And the worst vantage point I've had in a long time trying to see a game.
And I'm in the corner, even with the baseline. Fort Loramie bench is at the far end on my side, and our scoresbroadcast.com banner is straight across from the Fort Loramie cheering section. Good crowd from Fort Loramie here for this game. In fact, we expect quite a few more to filter in. I'd say the Fort Loramie section probably matches that from Ottawa Glandorf at this point. Two superb head coaches here today who have totaled 37 years. Troy Yant at Ottawa Glandorf, a dozen. Carla Siegel at Fort Loramie, 25. And, wow, what a record for OG in the WBL. 19 girls basketball titles, 10 outright. Or I should say 14 total, 10 outright, 4 co-champs. Coach Yant has been a master at the helm of the OG program.
And this is a stout opponent for Fort Loramie here today. Ottawa Glandorf leads the Western Buckeye League along with Bath and St. Mary's, each of the three at 2-0. Shawnee, Wapakoneta, Van Wert, and Kenton are at 1-1 each. In the Shelby County Athletic League, Fort Loramie is atop the standings with a mark of 5-0, Anna 4-1, Jackson Center and Rushi at 3-2. Fort Loramie Redskins, Ottawa Glandorf Titans. Big game for Fort Loramie here this afternoon. Stay with us. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Slide into the holidays with Sliders from Frisch's. Get two classic sliders piled high with fresh, never-frozen beef patties, Frisch's famous tartar sauce, oh, the tartar sauce, grilled onions, American cheese, and pickles with fries and a drink for only $8.99. The perfect fuel to power you through your holiday shopping. Or feed your whole crew with the Sliders family pack. Get six sliders and your choice of four sides for only $19.99. Make it a happy holiday with Sliders from Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25. 55A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back once again here to Ottawa Glandorf. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Under 3 minutes left in our JV tilt. Fort Loramie girls have pulled away to lead by 14 over Ottawa Glandorf. 51-37. Clock winding down. 2:38 to go in the fourth. Redskins with possession down to our right. Fort Loramie girls, Chuck, junior varsity basketball, excelling, coming on strong, just like the varsity.
Well, they started the season with Chateau as their point guard, and she is terrific, freshman. But boy, their bigs are getting better. They're shooting the ball pretty well. And this wasn't a bad JV team, and it was close for a while. But boy, they ran them out here in the end of the third quarter and the fourth.
As we alluded earlier, Troy Yant, head coach at Ottawa Glandorf, stellar career, 12th season. 250-plus victories. Carla Siegel, 25 years at the helm of the Fort Loramie girls program, well in excess of 500 triumphs leading the program at Fort Loramie. Five state tournament trips for Ottawa Glandorf in girls basketball under Coach Yant, and a number of regional showings as well. Fort Loramie had its number against OG until last season when Ottawa Glandorf won by five at Fort Loramie. In the 2 years prior, Fort Loramie won big. I remember one game, but 4 years prior to this one, when Corinne Heitkamp, in a shooting slump, entered the contest against OG and took it out on the Titans and drilled 6 3-pointers in leading Fort Loramie to a 57-38 win. Ottawa Glandorf is Division III. It's a solid club. Fort Loramie's got keys on defense. Carson Erford can't get free. She scored 12 along with the Grothaus for Ottawa Glandorf a year ago to pace OG to the victory. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest on ScoresBroadcast.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Redskins have gotten great balance here in recent games. As I mentioned, 4 in double figures for Fort Loramie in the win over Versailles, 65-43 1 week ago. That's an important key building component for Fort Loramie here this afternoon. Like to remind you that from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are key building components. Fort Loramie's defense must be strong, no doubt about it. You can't let Erford get going. She is excellent, good shooter. She'll drain about 85% of her free throws, and she's very nifty in getting to the basket. Meanwhile, for Fort Laramie, Avery Brandewee needs to keep gaining confidence on that tender ankle of hers. It is right at 95 to 100%. Another game or two, she should be tip-top. Key building components for these two teams here this afternoon, Fort Laramie and Ottawa Glandorf. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi. Chuck, we witnessed the Fort Laramie win on the road at Findlay Liberty Benton. Redskins might have to play every bit as good as they did that Saturday afternoon a few weeks back to beat Division III OG here today.
Well, OG's playing well, and we were talking to the guy, sees them all the time on the radio, and they've had some injuries. This is the first time that they've had all five of their, what they call their starters, in there and healthy. So Laramie's going to get a chance to see OG at their best.
No doubt about it. 30 seconds left in the JV game. 53-38, Fort Laramie girls lead Ottawa Glandorf. We'll return with more from Ottawa, Ohio, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Ottawa Glandorf. 12 minutes till the opening tip between these two girls' clubs here today. Prior to the last break, I alluded to the fact that Fort Loramie had beaten Findlay Liberty Benton on the road rather handily, played extremely well on that afternoon, and might have to play every bit that good here today to beat Ottawa Glandorf. Well, the Titans have played Liberty Benton as well. Beat them by 6 on the road. Chuck, you get caught up in common opponents, it's dangerous to do so.
Well, yeah, I mean, it really doesn't mean anything. You can get kind of an idea. I mean, if somebody beats somebody by 50 and the other one beats them by 2, you're pretty sure the team that won by 50 is going to be better. But, you know, I mean, you're right. You can kind of look and make comparisons, but you have no idea, especially with kids. You don't know what's going to happen out there today.
No.
Coach doesn't either.
Right. That's a good point. And you've coached, and you know.
Hope for the best.
All right, Carla Siegel does her very, very tip-top best game in, game out.
Oh, absolutely.
Out. And she was extremely pleased with her girls' performance on the road at Findlay Liberty Benton and in the second half last Saturday against Versailles, a game that Fort Loramie won 65-43. This brings us to our LaCal Equipment Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal promotes student academic success, has done so since our start on Scores Broadcast 18 years ago. LaCal is a Scores founding sponsor. We're online today because of support from LaCal Equipment. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California. That was back in 1983, I believe. Thus, the name LaCal, which got its start in L.A., California. We highlight today a couple players, one from each squad for Fort Loramie. Ariel Heitkamp, a junior, daughter of Doug and Kristen, 4.0 GPA. Her first initial, A, stands for her performance in the classroom, straight A student, active in track. She performs the hurdles, plays the flute in the band, cross country too, student council. She is the junior class student rep for the student council at Fort Loramie High School. And she is undecided about her college choice at this point, just a junior. She'll pursue nursing. We highlight Katie Kaufman for OG. She is a senior, daughter of Dan and Angie. Again, a 4.0 GPA student. Participates in volleyball. Holds down a couple of part-time jobs. A couple of volunteer organizations include Key Club and Junior Optimist. She'll go on to Malone up at Canton, study business management. By the way, her sister Erin graduated from OG 2 years ago, and she plays basketball at Malone right now in Canton. Good crowd filing in. This, Chuck, probably the biggest girls basketball game in the state of Ohio today. Division III Ottawa Glandorf, as I noted earlier. If there were rankings this past week, OG would probably be number 2 behind Cincinnati Country Day, maybe number 1. Fort Loramie likely number 1 in Division 4, and they collide here at Ottawa Glandorf. Everybody around the state taking note of this verdict here this afternoon.
Well, I mean, anytime Loramie plays, and that's what you love about Carla Siegel. Boy, does she play a schedule.
Yep.
I mean, even if the league sometimes is not real good, her non-league games are like a gauntlet getting to a tournament, and that's what gets them prepared for when they get through their sectional, which they could take a nap and get through their sectional, but then it gets tough. And these games are what make them battles tested and ready to go.
Yeah, the Redskins play in the Berlin Highland Classic in the country on Saturday, January 13th. On Saturday, January 6th at St. Henry. That's 1 week from today. Here at Ottawa Glandorf, a road game on a Saturday. Last week away at Versailles on Saturday, December 23rd. 2 days before Christmas. The week before that on a Saturday, away at Minster. And prior to that, at Arcanum on a Saturday, and the Saturday before that at Findlay Liberty Benton. Does that make the point?
Yeah, I mean, she probably yells at Mitch Westerheide, the AD, trying to get a couple of those games at home. But, hey, going on the road and playing, these kids get excited. It's like a tournament atmosphere,
yep.
And that's very helpful down the road.
I'm Jack with Chuck. We'll return with more starting lineups up next. Around the corner, the opening tip. Fort Loramie 9-1, Ottawa Glandorf 10-0 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
The Fort Loramie girls shooting around down below us, Ottawa Glandorf at the far end. We are perched in the corner here at the OG Gymnasium. I'm not sure if this is the southwest or northeast corner. My directions are all fouled up. But this is a field house like no other around. It is very distinctive, probably 10 to 12 rows, upper and lower on both sides, 15 to 20 rows on one end, and we are hanging out over the corner of the floor, Ottawa Glandorf bench down below to our right, Fort Loramie bench down to our far right. Redskins on the road for another Saturday, and this is just building strength in the program. As Chuck noted several minutes ago, these are like big-time district and regional tournament games, these Saturday afternoon affairs against quality foes. Balance so important in scoring, Chuck, and when teams develop it, they become tough to beat. Victoria Mesher now for Fort Loramie at 13 points a game. Skylar Albers, 8. Jaden Rose, 6.5. Avery Brandewey up to 7. Summer Hoying at 5.7. Can't beat those points per game averages. That makes Fort Loramie tough to handle.
Well, there are, because if you got a team like when they went to Liberty Benton, they had one girl. They defended her. They let her get 16 when she was averaging 30. And the rest of the girls, they clamped down on them. And that's what you can do. Loramie, you can't clamp down on one girl because there are too many young ladies that can score for them, and it's only going to get better.
And Fort Loramie on that day at Findlay Liberty Benton was missing Avery Brandewey and Carissa Meyer.
Both of them, yep.
And the bench is progressing quite nicely for head coach Carla Siegel as well.
I told Carissa when I saw her before the JV game, I said, how about 25 tonight? And she go, okay. So we'll see.
She twinkled her eye and said, I'll settle for a dozen.
Yeah.
Oh, what a fine game. This should be a terrific afternoon, a blockbuster of a matchup between the Division IV Fort Loramie girls and Division III Ottawa Glandorf. Starting lineups are next. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, key stats for the Fort Loramie girls continue to be the turnover edge and the advantage in free throw shooting percentage. Fort Loramie young ladies at 70% on the year at the stripe. The opponent's only 58%. Redskins turning over the opposition twice as often as the Redskins are making miscues. Fort Loramie averaging less than 10 turnovers per game on the year. Chuck, that's pretty daggone good.
It is, because they started the season with like 22 turnovers in the first game against Miami East. So they had quite a number to bring it down to. But, yeah, they're just getting better and better.
Yeah, one category in which Fort Loramie needs to improve is behind the arc, only 29% yep. on the entire season yep. so far. The opponent's only at 26. Opening tip right around the corner, playing in the national anthem is next. Fort Loramie, Ottawa Glandorf girls today, right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's Allenbaugh. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Here at the Ottawa Glandorf Gym, I would say that the Redskins fans have about as many on the near side, upper deck, lower deck, as does Ottawa Glandorf across the way, upper deck, lower deck. There are about 20 or 30 folks in the end zone wearing Ottawa Glandorf colors. Chuck, do a quick head count for me. Am I accurate in saying Fort Loramie has matched OG's attendance?
I think if you took the people off the end and put them over on the side, and then you took the people on this side, I think possibly it's got to be even. Normie might have a couple more.
I would agree with you. Great throng of folks made the trip from Shelby County here today. Starting fives being introduced for both teams. Fort Loramie girls open up with Skylar Albers in the beginning five, along with Victoria Mesher. Albers, 5'10 senior, Mesher, 6' junior, 13 points a game. Summer Hoying opens on the inside. She is a senior, 5'11" tall. Also in the opening five for Fort Loramie, I think, is going to be Avery Brandewee, a junior at 5'10". Jaden Rose, out front at guard, a 5'5 senior. We'll check and see if Avery does get the starting nod.
She's down there. She's going to start.
For Ottawa Glandorf, it's Carson Erford, 5'8" sophomore. She is a big guard, tough to handle. She's out front with Olivia Grothaus, a 5'7" soft. Those two young ladies scored 12 apiece in the win over Fort Loramie last year at the Redskins gym. Katie Kaufman, 6' senior center in the middle for Ottawa Glandorf. Greta Liebreck, 5'8" soft at a wing spot. Micah Aldrich, a 5'9" senior, is in the opening five, along with Caitlin Kimmett, a 5'10 junior inside player, good overall size throughout the starting lineup and roster, for that matter, for Ottawa Glandorf, which is attired in the home white, blue numbers, gold trim. Fort Loramie with the flashy red on the road, white Fort Loramie across the chest with black numbers, white trim. Opening tip to start the game, won by OG. And the Titans bust their way to the basket. Knocked out of bounds on the shot. Fort Loramie got a piece of it. Glandorf denied on the opening attempt up of the game. 7 seconds in. Titans inbound it below the OG basket. It's lobbed into the foul stripe to Katie Kaufman. Kaufman back to the basket, swivels with a left-hand hook, shot it short, no good, foul on the arm against Fort Loramie, and that was a little ticky-tacky.
Yeah.
Two free throws here for Kaufman for the Ottawa Glandorf Titans.
Now, that was on Mesher, and they do not need her to get in foul trouble.
She dips the knees and knocks it down, 1-0 lead for OG. Again, Mesher, Albers, Jaden Rose, Brandewee, Hoying, opening five for Fort Loramie.
Albers, Mesher, Brandewee, and Hoying all got doubles in the win last Saturday, 65-43 at Versailles. Both free throws dead center by Kaufman. She took advantage of being fouled in the act of shooting and knocked each shot down. Here is Summer Hoying on the arc for Fort Loramie. Into the corner to Mesher. Well, that's a matchup there. Erford for OG on Mesher. Albers on the arc. Ball reversed to this corner to Mesher. Erford falls down. Mesher gives it up, gets it back, and banks it in from 7 feet away.
Nice two-man game right there between Brandewee and Mesher.
Tied up at two. Ottawa Glandorf into the forecourt to our right. Straight away with the ball. It is Liebrich. Liebrich hands off to Kimmett. Ball thrown to a slasher through the lane. Ball flipped up high off the backboard by Brinkman. No good. Tipped in by Aldrich of OG. Fort Loramie quickly down the floor. Albers into the lane to Hoying. Out back to Jaden Rose. Right flank to Brandewee. Redskins reverse it. Albers knifes into the paint area. Muscles up toward the rim. Banks it short. No good. Glandorf got the rebound. Here come the Titans up 4-2. We've played a minute 20. Darting ahead. It is Aldrich. Aldrich, it's a teammate, Kaufman. Kaufman streaks to the basket, misses it, no good. OG with the offensive rebound, and Fort Loramie gets a piece of it and slaps it out.
First minute and a half of the first quarter, Ottawa Glandorf has three offensive rebounds.
They've crashed the glass hard. Ball inbounded to Kimmett, 25 feet away. Oh, down inside to the post player, Erford. She's strong with the ball. She powers to the hoop and scores from 6 feet. Here's Fort Loramie on the go. Brandewee down the floor in a hurry up. Banks it, no good. Long rebound to a Redskin. It's Hoying. Hoying fires. It skips off the rim. Offensive glass work now by Fort Loramie. Rose on the high outside board tracks it down. Goes right flank to Albers. Foul line Mesher open from 15. It rattles out. No good. Rebound OG, which leads 6-2. We played 2 minutes. Glandorf up the floor, down the left side. Brandewee gets a piece of it, out of bounds, into the first row.
Number 13, Megan
Fort Loramie got two or three offensive boards last trip down, Chuck, but couldn't find the bottom of the net.
Victoria Mesher, that is her shot, about 8 feet. She makes that more than she misses it. Just rolled off the rim on her.
6-2, OG leads, 5:48 to go, first quarter. It is a gigantic matchup here today between D3 powerhouse Ottawa Glandorf and D4 stronghold Fort Loramie. Out of the arc with the ball, Kaufman for Ottawa Glandorf, dribbles, starts to drive. Good defense by Fort Loramie, goes off the foot of the offensive player of the Titans, out of bounds to the Redskins. Eight players in backcourt, token pressure now by Ottawa Glandorf. Hoying gives it up to Rose. To Hoying, to midcourt to Brandewee. Brandewee at the elbow on the right. Being guarded tightly by Kimmett. 6-2, Glandorf leads. Redskins with just a field goal in the first 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Rose hangs on 30 feet out. Alex Rose now on the floor for Fort Loramie. Dribble drive down the lane goes Jaden. Tried to make a wraparound pass. Kicked out by OG. Ariel Heitkamp on the floor now for Fort Loramie at guard. Albers is out. Heitkamp, a 5'7 junior. Mesher, who'd been out for a brief respite, back on the floor for Brandewee. Top of the circle, Jaden Rose. High left, it's Hoying. Down inside to Mesher. Strong move. Good. Up and in over Caitlin Kimmett. Power play by Mesher. Nice drawn-up play executed by the Redskins. Getting Mesher in tight for the bucket. 6-4, OG leads it, 4:50 left in the first. Cutting down the lane, Erford off balance for Ottawa Glandorf. Missed it, short, no good. Rebound Redskins. Redskins hustling ahead. Jaden Rose finds Mesher on the inside, banked it. Oh, it rolled off. 4:35 to go in the first, 6-4, OG in the lead. On the arc with the ball is Kaufman, hangs on, gives it to teammate Olivia Grothaus, a 5'7 sophomore. She's in the corner, boxed in by two red jerseys, gives it up on top to Erford. Erford to the foul line, a leaner, it is in. Hit the rim, backboard, and trickled through. 8-4, OG in the lead. We played half the first quarter. Alex Rose in backcourt for Fort Loramie, the 5'9 senior.
Brings it up ahead. Grothaus stabs it out of bounds for OG. Oh, we knew this would be stiff opposition today for Fort Loramie. It is. 6-point win by OG, owned earlier this year over Liberty Benton. Redskins beat Finley Liberty Benton to 17. Out of bounds play worked to perfection by Fort Loramie. Lob pass cutting to the rim. Mesher layup good. 8-6 in favor of Ottawa Glandorf.
Victoria's got all six.
That's that patented side court play by Fort Loramie. 3:46 to go here in the opening quarter. Dribble drive, staggering through the lane is Grothaus for OG. Gives it up on the arc to Erford. Erford finds a teammate down on the inside. Left-hand shot is in, and a foul called. Well done on the interior by Katie Kaufman as she was cutting to the basket. A crisp pass found her a half step ahead of the Fort Loramie player. She's at the line with a free one. She's already made two free throws in this game. Chance here for a three-point play. 10-6 lead, Ottawa Glandorf. 3:37 to go in the initial quarter. Kaufman flexes the knees and swishes the free throw to make it a
very nice form.
11-6, OG on top. 3:37 to go in the first.
Is that why you picked her as your highlight person? Because she just free throws so well.
She's a 4.0 student. As are most of these young ladies on both teams.
At least that's what they tell us.
5-point advantage for Ottawa Glandorf. Fort Loramie beats pressure. Ball thrown top of the circle to Hoing. Hoing gives it up on the arc to Jaden Rose. Now to Albers. Schuyler, high right, looks for a teammate, lobs into the paint, caught by Brandewey, puts it on the deck, lays it up too hard, good defense by OG, fine offensive rebound by Alex Rose, throws it out to midcourt for Summer Hoing, and it rolls into backcourt, touch by Fort Loramie, that's a turnover. On the floor now for Fort Loramie is Miley Chateau, 5'6 junior guard. Ottawa Glandorf up 5, 3:10 left, opening quarter. Straight away, Katie Brinkman, or I should say Carly Brinkman, 5'7 junior, 25 feet away. Throws it down inside for a teammate, cutting to the rim. It's Erford, and Fort Loramie gets an arm on the ball, and out of bounds, it sails.
She threw a pass to herself. That's illegal. She wasn't allowed to go grab it. She started to throw it. Nobody was there, so she let go of it, ran and grabbed it. I don't know how they missed that.
The turnover was ignored. Top of the circle with the ball. It is Savannah Recker in off the bench now. 5'4 sophomore. Perimeter player for OG. And she makes a nice dish down on the inside. It's caught by Kimmett. Shot fake up and in from 6 feet away. Head coach Carla Siegel needs a timeout. Fort Loramie's defense lacking at the moment. Ottawa Glandorf 13, Redskins 6. Late in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
And the last 2.5 minutes of the second quarter start with Fort Loramie getting the ball down on the inside to Summer Hoing. Awkward delivery to the rim. She was in a cluster of players. Got the ball to the backboard, was fouled, and is awarded two. So far, Chuck, Fort Loramie's defense rather porous, especially down on the inside.
I mean, Ottawa Glandorf just keep running cut and cut, and there's just nobody back there. It's just way too easy.
Free throw by Summer Hoing is perfect. 13-7, Glandorf in the lead. Second shot lifts the rim and comes off. Here's Glandorf, long throw down the floor. What a hustle play by Erford, who saved it and found an open player cutting toward the basket on the inside.
Good late defense before Lormy, and the Redskins come out of there with it, dribbling up the floor, hooking foul against the Titans.
Herbert slid into the ball, got it on the dribble, and got back up. That was athletic. That kid's a sophomore.
She is one heck of a player and was quite troublesome for Fort Loramie last year in the game at the Redskins gym. 13-7, OG leads, 2:18 left in the first. Token pressure, Glandorf. Ball thrown to Hoying at midcourt. Fans it to the right for Brandewee. Deflected out by Glandorf.
They're just standing. They're standing. The pass to them. They're not moving to it, and that's why that one got tipped away.
Here is Fort Loramie inbounding far side. Thrown to Mesher, high right. Nobody picks her up at the foul stripe. She maneuvers, then throws it behind to cutting Brandewee.
Adam. She's the only one who scored except for a free throw. She needs to shoot the ball.
Right. 2 minutes left to go. First quarter, 13-7. Titans in front. Midcourt, it is Carly Brinkman veering to the right corner. Throws baseline left to the jump shooter, who is short on the shot. It's Kemet. Good defensive rebound by Fort Loramie. Up the floor it goes to Alex Rose. Rose into the deep right corner. On top to Mesher, near side Skylar Albers. She starts to drive. Good help defense by OG. Now to Brandewee. Brandewee loops it up from 10, short. She was well guarded. OG's got the rebound. Up ahead, it's Erford with a minute 30 to go, first quarter. Open player down inside. Kaufman blew the gimme. Oh, she was wide open. Fort Loramie snatched the board. Deep left corner. It's handled on the play by Mesher. Tries to feed into the post. Fires the top of the circle to Albers. Long, eye-arching jumper. Hit the rim. Backboard came off. Rebound is touched out of bounds by OG with a minute 9 to go, first quarter. And Fort Loramie down 6, 13-7.
That was a really good look right that time for Albers. He just put it off the rim.
Fort Loramie inbounding to the left of the rim. Ball thrown foul line to Summer Hoying. Wide open. Look out. Swish! She's got it. Hoying from 16. 13-9, OG by 4. Under 60 to go in the first. Good drive by Erford into the lane. Throws deep left corner to Brinkman, and her shot was a little crooked and went above the backboard.
Yeah, that was ugly.
Redskins possession. Fort Loramie down 4. Again, pressure in backcourt by Ottawa Glandorf. Each club deep, you'll see 9 or 10 played by both head coaches, Carla Siegel in year 25 and Troy Yant in his 12th here at Ottawa Glandorf. Ariel Heitkamp has the ball top of the circle, guarded by Erford. Mesher comes out to catch. Ball thrown straight away to Albers, who retreats. 28 seconds to go in the first. Albers behind the arc lets it fly. In and out and in again. It rattled and rattled some more. It trickled down
Jayden
through
Rose.
The cylinder. My mistake.
Jayden Rose.
It was not Albers. It was Jayden Rose. Big goal. 13-12 on the three of a Jayden. 11 to go in the first. Here's Glandorf throwing straight away to the three-point shooter. It is missed by Kimmett. Rebound Fort Loramie with 4 to play. Quickly down the floor to Summer Hoying. Out of bounds in the corner. It's Glandorf's ball with .4 to go in the first. Fort Loramie coming back with 5 in a row. Or I should say 6 in a row after trailing 2 minutes ago, 13-6. It's now 13-12. Nice streak by the Redskins to end period number 1. Initial quarter in the books. Ottawa Glandorf here at home, 13. Fort Loramie, 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And we begin the second quarter with Skyler Albers launching in a long three from the deep left corner. It skidded in off the side of the backboard.
She banked it in, just like she meant to.
Nine straight before Loramie, which leads 15-13. Low in the left with the ball for Ottawa Glandorf as Kimmett dumps it down to Aldridge. Poor pass taken away by Fort Loramie. Stopping and popping for the Redskins from behind the arc is Rose. Missed it. No good. Rebound beneath the basket by Mesher. Hooks it up. No. Oh, what a follow. What a follow. Summer Hoing. Good field goal by Hoing. Johnny on the spot. Fort Loramie getting after it on the offensive glass now. Redskins with 11 straight points. Ball loose at midcourt. It's on the deck. Who's got it? Two red shirts, two white shirts. It's a jump, and the arrow says it does belong to Ottawa Glandorf, which is now down four after leading by seven. Opening minute, second quarter of action here at the Titans gym. Glad you could join us. It is one heck of a game, and it's going to take probably 50 to win it. Here comes Ottawa Glandorf to midcourt. It's Erford. Erford gives it up outside the arc to Brinkman. Setting a screen is Kimmett. Ball pitched down on the inside for Kaufman. She got a good pass. Shut off at the last second before Loramie. Shot short. Rebound Fort Loramie, which heaves an angle throw down the court and out of bounds. 6:38 to go in the second. Fort Loramie up 4, 17-13 over Ottawa Glandorf. Redskins once trailed 13-6 with 3:37 left in the opening period. Top of the circle with the ball for OG is Brinkman. Brinkman below the foul line. She's hounded, double-teamed, pass deflected, picked up by Erford. Motors baseline right, blocked on the play. Brandewee got a mitt on the ball and smacked it out of bounds.
And they have picked up their defense since they were down 13-6.
Yep. Head coach Carlos Siegel chewed on Fort Loramie a little bit after the opening several minutes. Redskins have played much better since. Erford catches the inbounds pass, top of the circle. OG down four. Erford starts a drive. Defensive foul. A Redskin hits the deck. It's common. It'll be thrown in by Ottawa Glandorf beneath the rim.
Now Jaden Rose, and she was about a half a step away from taking the charge.
Ottawa Glandorf's Lee Brick inbounding, throws baseline left to a teammate. Little fadeaway short jump shot is good. Nicely done by Erford. That breaks a drought for the Titans of 5.5 minutes without scoring. Oh, Fort Loramie coughs it up in the half court. Leaking out other way, driving toward the rim for Glandorf is Micah Aldridge. Catches and scores. A quick four for the Titans, who've knotted this thing up at 17. 5:50 to go here in the second. Alex Rose gives it up on top to Albers. In the middle to Hoing. Hoing to Brandewee. Left baseline Hoing. Her jumper looks good. It is. A 15-footer is swished by Summer Hoing. OG in backcourt gets it in to Grothaus. Grothaus fires back near side to Caitlin Kimmett. Kimmett, a big guard, 5'10 junior, handling it 25 feet away. Open player, deep left corner, three-point shot, Ottawa Glandorf, rimmed in and out, no good. Grothaus couldn't get it to go. Fort Loramie snared the board, long pitch to Albers. Albers thought about the three, didn't take it. Redskins up two, 5 minutes remaining here in quarter number two. Here's a foul line, Jaber Brandewee, hits the back rim, comes off. Scrum beneath the basket for the loose ball, and the Redskins will keep it up to 19-17 with 4:56 left in the second.
Both head coaches, Carlos Siegel and Troy Yant, trying to keep the troops fresh on the court with frequent substituting. Here is Fort Loramie inbounding below the basket. Ariel Heitkamp is the playmaker to the left of the rim. Fires baseline left for Mesher. And getting a paw on the ball is Erford. And she bangs it out of bounds. Redskins try once more. Leading but two. Under five to go till halftime. Ball thrown top of the circle. Brandewee snares. Gives to Mesher near the timeline. Picked up by Brinkman is Mesher. Dribbles, foul stripe by Camp, right corner. Wants to go baseline, can't. Looks for a cutter. Flips it back on the arc to Mesher. 4:38 to go, second quarter. Good drive by Victoria. Into the lane, banked it, rimmed it, no good. Offensive rebound, Hoyne, strong. Rebound is tipped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Redskins with opportunities on that trip down.
Two good looks, just could not get him to drop.
4:31 left here in quarter number two. Fort Loramie 19, Ottawa Glandorf 17. Titans in the last nearly 8 minutes have scored two baskets. Redskins have really picked up their defense since the opening several minutes of this game.
You knew a game that is going to be this tightly contested is going to have some runs both ways. You just have to weather them and try to limit them offensively.
Erford to midcourt, gets a screen, starts to drive down the right side of the lane, on the run, banked it high off the glass. Rebound is picked off on the play by Mesher. Long throw to Brandewee. Brandewee baseline. Into the paint to a teammate. Mesher missed a two-footer right in front and stuck the rebound in. Victoria played volleyball with it off the glass. 21-17, Fort Loramie by four. 3:57 to go, second quarter. Midcourt with the ball. It's OG's Erford outside the arc on the right to a teammate, Aldridge. She flies a shot to the rim. Didn't have the good angle. It hit the side of the backboard. And Ariel Heitkamp got the rebound tipped to her. She flashes her way down the floor, and she is hooked from behind, fouled at the center stripe. Neither team in danger of getting two free throws at the stripe. Neither club approaching five fouls in the period. Fort Loramie up four, 21-17, 3:44 to go here in the second quarter. Jaden Rose in backcourt for Fort Loramie on the dribble over the Titan logo. Picked up tightly by Megan Horseman, a 5'5 junior. Rose gave it up, got it back. Surveys the defense of Glandorf. Throws into the post to Brandewee. Her turnaround 12-foot J blocked on the play. Going high to smack that ball free was Kimmett. Here's Glandorf barging down the floor in a hurry. Driving layup, no, but a foul. Katie Kaufman took it to the rack immediately. She is 3 for 3 at the stripe. She's there again for two. Foul on Mesher is number two. 3:17 to go, second quarter. Foul shot by Kaufman of Ottawa Glandorf is pure. She's perfect, 4 for 4. Mesher may sit the rest of the first half for the Redskins. She's on the bench now. Summer Hoying back in. Free throw number two here for Katie Kaufman. 6'1 senior. And she is dead on with her fifth straight at the stripe. 21-19, Fort Loramie ahead but two. We near the 3 minute mark late second quarter. Ariel Heitkamp on the arc, picks up the dribble, throws to a cutter along the baseline intended for Brandewee, and it is deflected on the play by OG and stolen. Quickly, Glandorf into the post, flips on the arc to the three-point shooter, Kimmett, around and out. Great offensive rebound down inside, but Kaufman, OG has possession. Fort Loramie with an arm on the ball in the corner. It goes out of bounds to the Titans, who trail by two, 21-19 with 2:50 left in the second quarter. Possession Titans in the corner of the floor. Ball thrown to Erford out high. Erford on the bounce. Picked up straight away by the Redskins' Jaden Rose. Now 25 feet away to Olivia Grothaus. Rotated around the arc to Erford, who fakes right, goes left. Boy, she's a tough customer in the lane. Couldn't finish, off balance. Rebound Fort Loramie. Stolen on the play, but Kaufman. She might have been hammered. Should have been shooting two. Fort Loramie did get the board eventually. Redskins got a break. Ball thrown left corner right through the legs of Skyler Albers, out of bounds uncharacteristically. Fort Loramie with some unforced errors.
That's just a calm down. My goodness. I mean, it was a three-foot pass, and she threw it as hard as she could between her legs.
2:12 to go in the second. 21-19, Fort Loramie. Midcourt with the ball. Carly Brinkman for Ottawa Glandorf. Straight away to Caitlin Kimmett. Looks for the cutter. Can't find one. Kimmett wants to go to Kaufman down inside. Too much dribbling in Fort Loramie. Spanked the ball free. Redskins have it. Jaden Rose at the timeline. Far left wing to Heitkamp. Big possession here. Alex Rose, foul line. Doesn't shoot. Gets out of the lane with it. Goes to Heitkamp. To Jaden. Near side, Summer Hoying. Hoying looks in the middle. Good defense by OG. On the arc, it goes to Jaden Rose. 90 seconds to go. Second quarter. Fort Loramie up two. Alex Rose. Foul line to Albers. Oh, she drives down the lane. Shot blocked. Good defensive play by Kimmett of OG. Denying Albers of Fort Loramie. OG came away with a loose ball. Titans down two. 1:18 left in quarter number two. Between the rings, handling it is Brinkman for the Titans. Dribbles. Nearly walked. Throws high post. Back to the basket. It is Kaufman. Flips on the arc to Grodhouse. Right back to the cutter to the rim. Up and good. What a drive to the basket on the play by Carly Brinkman of Ottawa Glandorf to tie the game at 21.
Boy, talk about falling asleep defensively. That's what they did again.
Fort Loramie in possession. Albers straight away. Throws to the post to Hoying, puts it on the deck. Oh, she splits two defenders to the rack. Up and good by Summer Hoying. 23-21 Fort Loramie. Good first half by Summer. 30 seconds to go, second quarter. OG attacking to our right. Brinkman, 25 feet out. Skips it cross court to Erford. Here's a long three by OG. It's in! Wow, might have been out of Erford's range, but nobody picked her up, and OG's up one. 13 seconds left here in the second quarter. A trifecta by Carson Erford. Down to 7-6. Countering Fort Loramie. Three ball, Albers, a little heavy. Long rebound, Ottawa Glandorf leaking the other way. Kaufman's got the layup, and it beats the buzzer. What a finish to the second quarter by Ottawa Glandorf, which leads Fort Loramie 26-23 after two on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
And welcome back to Ottawa Glandorf, the home of the OG Titans, who lead Fort Loramie 26-23 after two quarters. Fort Loramie girls gave up five quick points there in the last 15-20 seconds of period number two to fall behind but three after leading but four. Glandorf had a seven-point cushion midway through that first quarter. Say, we've been doing business now for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. The styling salon preferred by families. Mom, dad, the kids, the adult children. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. 40 years of styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. It's our experience, 40 years, your style, and we will help you create it. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Loramie has an 18-12 rebounding advantage and 8-5 on the offensive boards, which is kind of a surprise. The Redskins turned it six times. The Titans only turned it three. I didn't figure out their free throw shooting. They were 5 for 5 was Ottawa Glandorf. On the other side, Loramie, one of two. Individual scoring for Ottawa, it was Erford with 9 and Kaufman with 9. They got 2 from Aldrich, 2 from Komet, and 2 from Brinkman. They scored 13 each quarter, 26 for the half. Loramie led by Summer Hoying with 9. Victoria Mesher had 8. Then they got 3 from Albers and 3 from Jaden Rose. They scored 12 and 11, and they trail it by 3 at the half.
That one young lady Fort Loramie needs to keep off the foul stripe is Katie Kaufman. She has swished 5 straight for the Titans.
She has, and I'll tell you, I'm going to go tell you that I'm pretty sure that Erford might be the best girls basketball player that I've seen so far this year.
Oh, I love the way she puts it on the floor and will not be stopped, taking it to the basket and knocked down a big three very late in that second. She poured one in from long distance. Other than that goal, Chuck, OG's been doing damage on the interior with crisp passing, good cutting to the rim. Fort Loramie's defense improved over the latter portion of that first half of play, but OG got hoops that were too easy in the first several minutes of this game.
Yeah, they did. I mean, we talked about it. There's going to be runs in the game. OG had a run right at the end of the half. Loramie's got to come out and stem that tide and change the momentum to start the third quarter.
Now, both teams have missed a lot of shots in tight. That's because these two clubs match each other pretty well in height. Shots have been altered slightly. Maybe some defenders are touching wrists on shots in the paint. But the physical play being allowed, it's well worked by the referees. Maybe one missed call or two. Nothing substantial. Very good game. 26-23 lead at the halftime break for Ottawa Glandorf over Fort Loramie. Halftime sponsored by J&J Brodigham in Sydney and Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special
jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Broadagum. Yes, Broadagum, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Broadagum, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Broadagum.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Idaho Glendorf 26, Fort Loramie 23. Great girls game here this afternoon from the Titans gym in Ottawa. Fort Loramie down 3. Idaho Glendorf pitched in the last 5 of the second quarter. We got a note from Carl Arnes at Brookins. Jack and Chuck, it's always great to hear you down here in Fort Loramie. Carissa Meyer works for me. Thanks again, guys. Hello to Jack and Chuck from Carl at Brookins. Third quarter starts with Ottawa Glendorf's Brinkman missing a 15-footer. Strong rebound in the lane. Shot banked in by Kaufman. Oh, what a stellar game for her. Boy, she goes either hand. That's what makes her tough. Fine turnaround left-hand post move. Fort Loramie counters. Great pass from the top of the key. And a beautiful reverse layup by Albers. What a shot by Skyler as she pivoted below the basket. Caught the throw from Jaden Rose at the top of the key. And right back comes the OG Titans, Carson Erford, with a great driving layup. Then a steal by OG. Erford to the rim again. No, it's short. Rebound Erford to Kaufman. Kaufman barges down the lane, banks it up and good. Fort Loramie being whipped on the inside by OG, which leads 32-25. Played a minute here in the third quarter. Dribble drive down the lane, Fort Loramie. Oh, what a left-handed shovel shot. The Mesher. Woo, it's in. 32-27. Fort Loramie pressure in backcourt. Knocks it out of bounds.
OG Chuck, great finish second quarter, fine start to the third.
Well, they have the ability to kill you on the boards, and they started the game that way, and now they've started the second half this way.
Action fast and furious. We played a minute 20 in the second half. Ball thrown to Kim at high post. Deep corner, Erford sets and shoots the three. It is in and out, hangs on the rim, comes off. Tough break. Fort Loramie with the rebound. The rebounder hounded in backcourt. Beneath the basket, hemmed in by two OG players. Good hustle by Brandewey. She got the board, didn't throw it away. Eventually, Fort Loramie got a timeout. Redskins down five, first 90 seconds of the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
10-0 Ottawa Glandorf, 9-1 Fort Loramie. In quite the struggle here this afternoon at the Titans Gym in Ottawa. 5-point lead for Glandorf, which led midway through the first quarter by 7. Fort Loramie was up by 4 on a couple of occasions. Redskins attacking, beating pressure. Ball thrown baseline right to the jump shooter. It's Albers available from 15, and she knocks it down. You got to make the opposition pay when you can beat the press. Mid-range jumper by Albers was true. Here is Glandorf into the half court. Ball deflected by Fort Loramie. The officials confer. Head coach Troy Yant of OG says it went off a Fort Loramie player, and the officials say,
it did.
Redskins get a break. Here in backcourt is Brandewey. Brandewey to the timeline. Lob pass, head of the key to Albers, now to Mesher. Redskins down 3, 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Jaden Rhodes between the circles. Tight defense applied on the play by Erford of Ottawa Glandorf. Ball punched in the backcourt. Redskin player double team. It's pitched ahead to Mesher, who finds Hoing open for the layup. Good! Scattered floor. Redskins whipped it. 1-point game, 32-31. Fort Loramie pressuring. Here's Glandorf hurrying down the floor. Off-balance runner. No good by Aldrich. She hustled too much. Overshot it. Redskins attacking. Down 1. Bumping foul. Out 30 feet from the rim against Carly Brinkman of OG.
Well, I'll tell you what, they are letting them play both ways.
Yep. Substitution, Olivia Grodehouse, 5'7 sophomore, back in for OG, giving the lead player, Carson Erford, a breather. Redskins now have Alex Rose out there along with Ariel Heitkamp. Summer Hoing's in the middle. Avery Brandewey is on the hardwood. Here's Alex Rose in the left corner, pivots into the lane. Oh, what a play. Hits the cutter along the baseline. Ariel Heitkamp on the finish. Fort Loramie grabs the lead, 33-32. 5:05 to go here in the third quarter. Glandorf attacking, ball lobbed down inside for Kaufman. It's pitched over her head, goes out of bounds. Poor delivery by Brinkman from out on the arc. That high-low has worked pretty well so far in this game for the Titans, but not that trip.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know I'm very old, but Carissa Meyer's not even dressed today.
Nope.
She says she's going to have trouble getting 25.
Now, you mentioned, put that in perspective.
Yeah.
She said to you what before the game?
Yeah, I told her. She didn't say she wasn't playing. I think she was surprised I told her I wanted 25 from her.
She has nursed a touchy ankle the last 2-3 weeks. Here is Fort Loramie into the half court, and Ottawa Glandorf deflects it. Fort Loramie can't gather it. It goes out of bounds to Glandorf. 4 minutes, 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie has retaken the lead over OG, 33-32. Changes again for the Redskins. Ariel Heitkamp on the floor with Jaden Rose. Mesher out there, Albers, Hoing. Here is OG in backcourt. It's Erford. Erford picked up 30 feet away by Rose. Here comes the double team. Erford nearly walked. Gave it up baseline right to the jump shooter. It's Aldridge. The ball flies over the rim. Weak side rebound, though, by the Titans. Erford. into the corner. It goes to a teammate, Grothouse, and the ball's on the boundary, out of bounds. It hit the stripe.
Now, Erfer's doing a nice job of stepping through that double team, but they got to watch that back foot. She took it about 4 inches that time.
Oh, I think she's dragged it two or three times. It's been uncalled. Here's Fort Loramie. Gets pressure. Long heave down the floor. Easy pickings on the interception for the six-footer Kaufman, who drives all the way to the cup. Left-hand layup. Rolling off. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Still up one. 4 minutes to go. Third quarter. Midcourt, Jaden Rose. Outside the arc of the left to Albers. She peers down inside. Gives it up to Jaden. Inside the arc, right flank to Mesher. Jaden straight away, guarded by Grothouse of the Titans. 3:50 left in the third. 33-32 Fort Loramie. Mesher to Heitkamp. Oh, a bust out steal. Pass was telegraphed. Taken away by OG. Drive down the floor. Shot missed at the rim by Brinkman. Stick back. Erford no good. Rebound Kaufman. On the arc to Erford for three. It is swished from 24 feet. Too many chances for OG, which finally capitalizes. Titans by two, 35-33. Albers counteracts for Fort Loramie. A long, high-arching three-point bomb, dead center. Redskins snatch the lead right back, 36-35. 3:12 to go in the third. Ball thrown down inside to Erford. Erford catches, motors to the basket, banks it in on the go. What a play by Erford. 3 minutes and a second remaining here in the third quarter. Game even up, or I should say OG with that basket leads by two, 37-35. We got a wild scramble for a loose ball at the timeline, and somehow, some way, with absolutely no possession whatsoever, Fort Loramie gets a timeout break. Redskins. Late in the third, OG by two on scorersbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Fort Loramie with possession. 2:43 left to go here in the third quarter. Brandon, he's got the ball in the arc. Gives it up straight away to a teammate. Ball handled on the perimeter by Ariel Heitkamp. Hits a cutter inside the arc. Shot lofted toward the basket. Bank short. Rebound stabbed out of bounds. Let's see whose possession it is. The red team, the visitors, will control it. Down to 37-35. So many thanks to these three Fort Loramie sponsors. With us each and every Fort Loramie game only, Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. As the Redskins inbound from below the basket to Summer Hoeing on the arc, and she cans a 15-footer. She has dazzled here today. Solid game, Summer Hoeing at both ends. Tied right back up at 37. And here goes OG down inside to Kaufman. She's double-teamed, pivots, throws it up, and scores, and is fouled. Excellent game for the inside six-footer Kaufman for Ottawa Glandorf, which sends the Titans back into the lead, 39-37. That was a shot she probably wouldn't try in horse. She was handcuffed in the paint area, shoveled it toward the rim while being hacked. She swished it, and she's made every free throw of this game. She's at the line again, and it's dead center. You don't foul her. Three-point play gives OG the lead, 40-37. Thanks to M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Our Fort Loramie sponsors each and every Fort Loramie contest. Redskins work the ball around. Brandewee in the lane. Pivots and hits a 10-footer. 40-39, Ojibwa 1. A minute 42 left in the fourth. Deep corner with the ball, Aldrich. Gives it up on top to Grodaus, to Erford. Deep left corner, three on the way. Looks good. It's short. Weak side rebound, Brinkman. Goes to the rim below the basket, overshoots. Might have been a foul over the back on Kaufman. No call. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Long pass up ahead to Albers. A minute 20 to go. Albers baseline right around Kimmett. Flips it on top to Rose, who resets for the Redskins. 70 seconds left in period number three. Loose ball on the floor, deflected, knocked away by Erford. There she goes, got it for two. What a hustle play by Erford. Long pass, Fort Loramie cherry picking, leaking out other end, and scoring a deuce for the Redskins is Brandewee with two. What a play by Brandewee. Was that right? Was that Brandewee?
Miley Shadow.
Miley Shadow got the bucket. Fort Loramie countered right away with a long 60-foot heave. Action fast and furious. 42-41 in favor of Glandorf. 36 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie over guards and fouls 25 feet from the basket. Ball inbounded down below us to the right by Kaitlyn Kimmett. 42-41, Glandorf with a one-point edge. Oh, what a classic matchup here today between possibly the two clubs that, if there were rankings, might be rated today number one in polls in D3 and D4, Ottawa Glandorf and Fort Loramie. Down to 23, 22, 21 seconds to go in the third. Top of the circle, Micah Aldrich throws to Kaufman in the post. Batted free. Good play by Summer Hoing. Fort Loramie's got it on the baseline and can't hang on. It goes out of bounds.
She got hammered. No call.
Glandorf will throw in beneath the rim. Micah Aldrich, the playmaker. Fort Loramie is zoning beneath the basket, man-to-man at the foul line. Here is Ottawa Glandorf throwing out of the arc to Kimmett. Into the lane to Erford. Pivots from 10. Might have gotten away with a walk. Leaned in. Is it a foul or a jump? It's not a travel. It's ruled a tie-up. Arrow gives Fort Loramie possession. Terrific defense against Erford.
Well, that makes her better when she's allowed to travel when she scores.
Yep, she's tough to stop when she's given steps. 8 seconds to go in the third. Redskins down one. Midcourt Mesher, three to play. Mesher, dribble drive, running one-hander. Looped it up, hit the rim, hung, fell off as the quarter closed. What a play by the Redskins to cut it to one. Good defensive stop down here to our left against Erford, but Fort Loramie denied at the buzzer to end the third period. 42-41 OG on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Super game so far for Summer Hoing for Fort Loramie. She has really sparkled. She's made one Wisebridge play after another. Make your next play with WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to WiseBridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Opening 25 seconds, fourth quarter. Ottawa Glandorf by one, 42-41. Here's the ball lobbed into Kaufman. Oh, a good bat away by Mescher. She overplayed. Fed it to Rose. Rose in backcourt is hounded, fouled, but ruled to have what? Stepped out?
That's the call. Like I said at the break, whenever we went on the road and we played out of our area, you're not going to get any breaks from the officials. They don't know you, but they do know Ottawa Glandorf.
The officiating, as Chuck has suggested, being a little tainted here at this point. Inbounds, intercepted by Albers. Albers motors down the floor. She glides into the lane, powers to the rim, fouled in the act of shooting. Bronx cheering from the Fort Loramie section. Two free throws for Albers, 42-41 OG, 7:24 to go here in the fourth. Albers at the line for Fort Loramie. A pair coming. The first on the way. It is no good. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations. Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology at Osgood Bank, supporting our customers near and far. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Second free throw good by Albers, game tied. Here is Ottawa Glandorf coming down the floor in a hurry. Here's a stop shot by Ulrich in the lane. It is short. Rebound is poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie below the basket. Tied at 42. 7:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Inbounding the basketball below the rim is Carly Brinkman into Erford. She posts up, dribbles back out, throws to the three-point shooter who lets it fly. Kimmett missed it off the front iron. Long rebound to Fort Loramie, which can take the lead. Jaden Rose into the half court. Throws it near side on the play to Mescher. Mescher has the ball poked away, gets it back. Flips on the arc to Albers. Albers swings it near side to Jaden Rose between the rings. Picked up by Grothaus. Right side pass, Mescher. Popping out to catch Brandewey. Right wing, Hoing. Pick and roll action down inside and scoring on the play. From 6 feet away is Mescher. Oh, that was strong. Good delivery on the assist. Hoing through it. 44-42. Fort Loramie grabs the lead by a bucket. 6:20 left in the game. Steal of Erford at the top of the circle. Taken away by Albers. Albers on a score to the basket at the other end. Got it for two and a foul.
Wow, Loramie playing some outstanding defense here in the second half.
Redskins have taken the lead now by four, 46-42. Well, what a nice streak here of hustle plays by Skylar Albers of the Redskins.
Yeah.
A chance to up the lead to five with 6:17 left in the fourth. 1-2-3 dribbles by Skylar. It's in the air. It is no good. Off the back brace. Rebound on the inside, but Kaufman of OG. 4-point game. Top of the circle. It is Aldridge driving down the lane. Goes to Kimmett. Deep left corner. Three. Overshot at air ball. Rebound on the inside, but Erford. She pivoted. Walked. No call. Rebound pinballed around. It goes on the play to Rose. Redskins up four. 5:50 to go. Ball lob, baseline right, turnaround, bank shot, Brandewey. Yes, what a play. What a play. Brandewey kissed it in off the window. Quick hoop by Fort Loramie, which is up six. Here's a telegraph pass, bounced into the post by OG to Kaufman. Fort Loramie immediately ties it up. A couple of Glandorf players signaling, we are out of breath.
They are. Yeah, they, Loramie only turned them three times in the first half. They've turned them over eight times here in the second half.
Fort Loramie possession. Arrow favored the Redskins. Fort Loramie has shaken a few passes free into the middle of the floor and to the post. And here's a bad throw by Fort Loramie. Ottawa Glandorf grabs it on the hardwood. A jump ensues. Arrow favors the Titans. Fort Loramie had the ball up six with 5:27 to go and turned it over. Timeout called. OG, 6-point lead Redskins, 2.5 gone in the fourth on scorersbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Salm-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a great reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Well, once again, after the timeout, Ottawa Glandorf throws a telegraph ball to the post. Fort Loramie intercepts, leaking out the other way. Redskins have it. It is thrown to Albers, cutting in from the right wing. She broke ahead of the pack and scored. And the Redskins have their biggest lead, 8. Erford right back into the paint for OG. Shovels it toward the rim. Wild shot, no good. Fine defense by Fort Loramie. Tie up on the rebound. Redskins get it ahead by 8. 50-42, 4:43 left to go in the game. Fort Loramie's defense, Chuck, here in the second half, has fueled the offensive barrage.
Yeah, they've got some turns, but boy, I tell you, they're finding people going long, and Skylar Albers has just really had a second half, boy. She had 3 at the half. She now has 15.
Woo! 12 in the second half of play in 12 minutes. 50-42, Redskins in front by 8. 2 team fouls on Glandorf in the fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Hoing. Left side pass to Brandewey. Baseline left to Mesher. Foul line, Hoing. Right corner on the play to Rose, who resets. It's Brandewey ahead of the key. Throws it to Alex Rose, 25 feet out on the right. Fort Loramie up 8, 4:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Hoing, side court. Out of Jaden Rose near the center line. Coming out to catch is Brandewey. Kaufman on her. Now Jaden between the rings. Redskins milk the clock. Ahead by 8. 3:56 to go. Cutting to the rim, Albers. Good throw by Hoing. Shot short, no good. Rebound by Glandorf. Redskins had a chance to go up 10. Top of the circle, it is Brinkman for Ottawa Glandorf down the right side of the lane. A runner, she can't finish. That hung on the rim, fell into the lap of Albers. Backcourt, it goes on the play to Rose of Fort Loramie. Jaden on the bounce, 3.5 to go in the fourth. Here's Alex Rose, 30 feet out. Head coach Carla Siegel with her ball handlers in at the moment. Ball thrown to Brandewey. A hooking foul on Kaufman at the top of the circle. Team foul 3 on Glandorf. Here's where that 5 fouls. You go to the stripe to shoot 2. Comes into play. Glandorf in 2 more fouls will force Fort Loramie to shoot. Not a 1-1, but a pair.
All right, and Loramie has no fouls here in the quarter.
Timeout called by OG, which is down 8. Redskins with an excellent second half, up 50-42. Around 3 minutes to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney's got a big blowout sale going on right now. Prices rock bottom. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We have you covered. Goffney Furniture. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Redskins in possession, leading by 8, 3:16 to go, fourth quarter. Jaden Rose throws it on the arc to Albers. Albers 25 feet away, goes near side to Mesher, broken up, stolen by Grothaus, retaken back by Fort Loramie, and Mesher is handcuffed, fouled. No, it is ruled a jump ball. Arrow favors OG.
Wrist is part of the ball today.
Oh, boy. That looked like a foul for sure. Would have been the fourth on OG.
She had a hold on her arm.
Break for the Titans. Officiating has tailed off here in the second half of this game, to be sure. 8-point contest, Fort Loramie 50, Ottawa Glendore 42. 30 feet out, it's Brinkman, now to the star player, Erford, punched away by Mesher, ball loose on the floor, Mesher stamps it out of bounds. Good hustle play by Victoria.
She is having a game.
No skin on the knees for any of these Redskins after this one. 50 to 42, Fort Loramie leads. Ottawa Glendorf has been starved for points. Here's Erford running around the top of the circle down the right side of the lane. Wild shot is missed. Tie up on the rebound in the paint area. Erford threw it up off the backboard. Couldn't get it. She's trying to do it on her own. Got the rebound back. Was tied up. Might have been fouled. No call. Arrow. Fort Loramie possession. It's rough and tumble right now. 2:48 to go. 50 to 42. Fort Loramie in the lead by 8. Redskins inbound in backcourt. It is Jaden Rose. Ball clobbered out of bounds by Erford of Ottawa Glendorf. I'm going to tell you what, Chuck, the Titans appear tired.
Erford had to take herself out. Yep. 2:46 to go. You're down 8, and she had to sit.
That number one player comes off the floor. Here's Fort Loramie inbounding in backcourt. Here's the double team. Rose has it for the Redskins. Ball's on the deck. Another tie-up. This time it's OG possession.
Timeout first.
Uh-oh, we got the official down to the far end of the floor, noting that Fort Loramie may have called a timeout. Now a conference. 2:42 left. This is a big decision. It's OG ball on the arrow. Or did Fort Loramie get a timeout with possession? And now the referee, who at first signaled Fort Loramie timeout, comes to the scorer's table and says, yep, Redskins get the timeout call. What a break for Fort Loramie. Under 2 to play in the fourth. Redskins up 8 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Ottawa Glendorf yet to score here in the fourth. 2:42 to go in this game. Titans appear to be fatigued. Fort Loramie's depth and hustle paying off. Here's a bad pass by Fort Loramie after the timeout. Stolen by Kaufman. The six-footer barrels down the floor into the lane. It's Pride loose for the Redskins on the deck again. And about the 25th jump ball results. Arrow favors Ottawa Glandorf, which is down 8. 50-42. Titans without a point here in the fourth after three very productive quarters, 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, 13, 13, and 16.
Baseline right of the rim, inbounding 5'10 junior Caitlin Kimmett. Lobs to Kaufman, top of the circle on the arc to Kimmett for a three try. Swish! A long one. 24-footer. But Caitlin Kimmett, boy, did the Titans need that in the worst way. The Redskins lost her. Timeout OG, 50-45. Fort Loramie, just over two to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Yeah, Chuck just noted during the break it would be nice for Fort Loramie to have the advantage of utilizing an extra player like a Carissa Meyer at this point to help bring the ball down the floor. Both teams dead tired. Redskins having trouble in backcourt. Glandorf's press is a good one, and Fort Loramie gets it over the timeline, but it took 15 seconds. The officials missed it. Oh, they missed it badly. Here's Mesher at midcourt. Reach-in foul not called. Mesher gives it up on the play to Albers. In the lane to Brandewey. Brandewey's hook, no call. Thrown on the arc to Mesher. Outside the arc on the left to Jaden Rose. A minute 53 to go. Glandorf down 5 to Fort Loramie, 50-45. Three team fouls on the Titans, and two more Fort Loramie shoots. And we got a hooking foul as a triple team comes near midcourt. Ottawa Glandorf all over Albers. Fort Loramie will throw it in from side court, ahead by 5. A minute 43 to go in the fourth. That's team foul 4 on the Titans. Fort Loramie's committed none here in the fourth. Next time OG fouls, Fort Loramie will shoot 2. Free throws will be a factor, I guarantee you. Ball inbounded to Brandewey, thrown cross-court to Hoing. Redskins inviting a foul. It goes to Jaden Rose between the rings. Outside the arc on the right to Albers. You've still got to run offense. Here's Albers 30 feet away. Dumps it to Rose. Rose down in the left corner to Hoing. Hoing is double-teamed. Ball knocked out by Glandorf. A minute 23 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie clings to the 50-45 lead. The last bucket, the three by Kimmett of OG, was Landorf's first points of the fourth quarter. Kimmett, a good three-point shooter, right back on the floor, subbing for Aldrich of the Titans. Ball inbounded 35 feet away from the basket to Jaden Rose. Near side to Brandewey. Brandewey to Mesher, and the ball's deflected. Stolen by OG, gotten back by Mesher. Ahead it goes on the play to Albers. Albers started to drive, circled back out. A minute 7 to go. Double team OG. They're hovering over the Fort Loramie player, 35 feet from the rim. Foul called against the Titans. And a moment ago, I said free throws will be important. And here we go.
Jaden Rose, first time at the line today.
OG is outshot Fort Loramie at the stripe. Couple here for Jaden. Dips the knees and switches to give Fort Loramie a six-point cushion, 51-45, with 66 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Second shot by Rose, 1-2 bounces, ball in the air, and it is perfect. Fort Loramie in command of 7. We're near the one-minute mark. Erford for OG to midcourt to Kimmett. Deep left corner, Brinkman. Thrown to Erford, top of the circle. Three-point shooter, Kimmett tries it. Swish, a 30-footer. Oh, my goodness. 52-48. Here comes OG.
the cup. Here's a steal by Erford at midcourt. A bust-out layup is in! It's a two-point game with 43 ticks to go. Fort Laramie fell asleep guarding Kimmett. She was subbed in as the designated three-point shooter. She drained it. Erford with a great overplay, a fine steal, and Fort Laramie is back in hot water, still up but two, less than a minute to go in the game. 43 ticks on the clock on scorersbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Up, the Redskins led 50-42 with about 3:40 to go in this game. Fort Laramie's tallied two free throws since, not getting field goals. Meanwhile, 8 points by Ottawa Glandorf, a couple threes by Caitlin Kimmett, 5'10 junior guard who steps out on the wing. She's knocked down two straight. Fine steal on an overplay at midcourt by the lead player, the top performer for OG, Carson Erford. Away she went to the rim for a steal and a basket to cut it to two. Redskins at midcourt with the ball. 38 seconds to go. Double team, triple team. Fort Laramie in trouble. Redskins have got to get a timeout, and they do. Wow. 35.6. It was nearly a five-second call. Redskins get a timeout. I misread the clock. Chuck, what did it say?
35 seconds.
35 seconds to go. Fort Laramie up a bucket. 52-50. Redskins will shoot two free throws from here on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, what a game here at Ottawa Glandorf today. Understand that Tri-Village rallied in the last minute, nipped Sydney at Tri-Village.
Scored the last 6 points and ended up winning by five.
And TV beats the Yellow Jackets in a matchup of two fine clubs, Division Four and Sydney, which is in Division One.
They play in such a horrible league that when they get in games like that, they're not used to it.
Right. 35.6 to go. Fort Laramie up two. Last six scored by OG. Ball being inbounded side of the floor by Fort Laramie. Knocked away by OG. And Redskins get it back at the timeline. Another double team. And a pass away to a Fort Laramie player. It's Skylar Albers. Reach around against Ottawa Glandorf.
Need two here.
Eight of the last 10, I should say, scored by Ottawa Glandorf. Fort Laramie with 29.9 to go. Sends Skylar Albers to the free throw line. She's got two coming, trying to push the lead to three, and she swishes. It is perfect. 53-50. This will make it a two-possession game. It's in the air.
Wow.
Got it again.
Nice.
She knocked down both. Each one right in the middle. She stripped the cords on each shot. 54-50 Fort Laramie. Two-possession contest. 24 seconds to go. Erford to midcourt. Ball knocked out of bounds. Good reach in by Fort Laramie. Spiking it clean. Good D by Mesher.
Laramie's got four fouls to give here. Four of them.
That's a good point. Kimmett inbounding. 30 feet away. It goes on the play to Aldridge. Aldridge starts to drive. There's one foul. Good decision by the Redskins.
That's exactly what they wanted to do.
Yep, good decision by the Redskins. Carla Siegel clapping. Those were the instructions inside court during the last break. Still three more to give for Fort Laramie in the way of fouls. We're all the way down to 19.6.
Redskins up 4, 54-50. Ball thrown to midcourt to Brinkman. Near side pass to Grothouse. Baseline runner off balance. 10-footer in and out. No good. Strong rebound below the rim. Brandewey secures it. Backcourt it goes to Rose. Fouled. 80 feet from the rim by Kaufman. 8 seconds left. Redskins shoot 2, up 4. That will do it.
Wow, what a basketball game. This is worth getting up at 7 o'clock this morning.
I was up at 6:59.
Well, you're younger than no, I'm younger than you. Never mind.
Hard-earned win by Fort Loramie here this afternoon at Ottawa Glandorf. Jaden Rose at the stripe for 2, missed it off the heel. 54-50 Fort Loramie, 8 ticks in the clock. Well, if you're the Redskins, you back away and you let Ottawa Glandorf come down the floor, score. You certainly don't foul. Free throw by Jaden Rose. Yes. 55-50. 7, 6, 5. Redskins up 5. Erford, too much dribbling into the lane. Knocked away. Loose ball. Picked up by Kaufman. Scores at the buzzer. And that's it. Fort Loramie hangs on to beat Ottawa Glandorf. A tough earned triumph here this afternoon at the Titans gym. 55-52. Fort Loramie had pulled away 50-42 with under 3 to play. Hemet drained a couple threes for Ottawa Glandorf. Erford made a fine steal and got a layup at the other end. But Fort Loramie cashed in at the stripe late and wins it by 3, 55-52. Head coach Carlos Siegel down at the end of the Ottawa Glandorf bench congratulating Katie Kaufman of the Titans on a very fine game. Ottawa Glandorf, a high-quality program, excellent club. Played Fort Loramie tooth and nail. Redskins win it with a great defensive fourth quarter, blanking OG the first nearly 5 minutes of the fourth stanza. And Fort Loramie wins it by 3, 55-52, inflicting the first loss of the year on the Titans, who are now 10-1. Fort Loramie advances to 10-1. We'll return to wrap up our presentation here today. Fort Loramie goes away from home and wins again on a Saturday against the top-notch opponent, 55-52 over Ottawa Glandorf on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The Redskins hit just enough clutch free throws down the stretch to win it. They were big plays at the foul line. Wise bridge plays of the fourth quarter for Fort Loramie. Crucial free throws in the final couple of minutes. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, one heck of a triumph by the Fort Loramie girls here this afternoon over Ottawa Glandorf. The Titans were beaten by the Redskins by 3, 55-52. And as we said a couple of times earlier today, had there been state rankings this week, in Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 4 statewide in girls' hoops. In D3, Ottawa Glandorf would have been 1 or 2, if 2, right behind Cincinnati Country Day. Fort Loramie more than likely number 1 in D4. That might be a stretch, but I don't think so, although we're a little biased. But If you consider all of that, this was the top-notch girls high school basketball game statewide on this Saturday afternoon, and Fort Loramie proved victorious with a better second half than Otto Glandorf. Redskins down three at the break, went up eight midway through the fourth, and with free throws in the final few minutes, win by three, 55-52. I don't think Fort Loramie had a bucket in the final 4 minutes of this game, Chuck.
No, this was UD Arena worthy game. I'm telling you, this was as good as any state game that we've ever broadcast.
Yep.
That's a really, really good basketball team in Ottawa Glandorf, and Loramie just keeps getting it done. You think they're in trouble. You watch them struggle with the ball under pressure, and somehow they get out of it, and they just keep doing it. And they've got some really big wins on the road so far.
And you know what? The club is not fully whole.
Not yet.
Miranda Wee has not hit her stride, coming off the ankle injury, not dressing today. Carissa Meyer, Summer Hoyne, dazzled. She really sparkled this afternoon, both ends of the floor. Chuck, take a look at the scoring.
Yeah, she was terrific. 30 to 25 rebound advantage for Loramie, which against the size of Ottawa, that's terrific. They had 14 turnovers. Ottawa had 13. 6 of 6 from the free throw line for the Titans. 7 of 11 for Loramie. Individual scoring, Erford had 20 and Kaufman had 18. There's 38 of your 52.
Right.
Those are both my Clancy's players of the game for Ottawa. On the other side, much more balanced. 17 points for Skylar Albert. She was terrific in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
13 for Hoying, 12 for Mesher, and 6 for Rose, Jaden Rose. And my players of the game, I'm going to go on this side. I'm going to go with Albers, and I'm going to go with Jaden Rose, because not only did she make big free throws, but she handled the basketball better than I've watched her handle it in these really stressful situations. I thought she had a terrific game.
Yeah, she sure did. She was the engineer out front. She coordinated, managed where the ball was directed, where it moved, especially in that critical fourth quarter down the stretch when Fort Loramie needed to get the ball out of trouble. There's so many deflections, so many tie-ups. Second half, so many fouls not called.
Yeah, they were getting bodied all over the place, but that's what I like about it. They were strong. I mean, you know, they had a few turnovers against it for the most part. It was what I've not seen them do is just protect the ball and find somebody to get it through. And I saw Albers, I don't know if she learned it from Erford or not, but she did a step through in that double team and found Mesher underneath for a big basket early in the fourth quarter.
And Avery Brandewee was honorable mention All-State 1 year ago. Mesher has been leading the team in scoring, and those are not your two scoring leaders here today. It's 30 points combined from Albers and Hoying, who get the job done.
Yep. Yeah, Summer was terrific, and she also deserves a Clancy's, but if I give them to all six or seven, it kind of loses its luster.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags. And I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A highly rewarding three-point triumph by Fort Loramie here today on the road at Ottawa Glandorf, the number one or number two team in the state in girls Division III. A reminder about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Big savings on Century Power Tools, a variety of tools by Century, available at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. 15% off on everything. at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Century manufactures a variety of hand tools made in America with lifetime warranties. Don't forget. And kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And you can save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets in stock at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Chuck, did you get it?
Made it easy.
Fort Loramie now 10-1. Next game for the Redskins is Thursday, January 4th at home against Rushi. And then here we go again next Saturday on the road once more. They've been the Saturday Road Warriors, have the Fort Loramie Redskins all year long at St. Henry. Next Saturday, a week from Tuesday, on the road at Anna. Saturday, January 13th, away against Sheridan at Berlin Highlands Classic in the country. That is on Saturday morning, January 13th. Sheridan, I think, made the state Final Four last year in Division II, if my memory serves me correctly. Meanwhile, Otto and Landorf plays Elida away from home on the 4th and home against St. Mary's on January 11th. This is a solid, high-quality Division III team in Ottawa Landorf. Redskins holding their heads high as they leave the court, far side of the floor in front of the bleachers. Ottawa Landorf heading out as well. One heck of a game here this afternoon at the Titans gym. Don't forget tonight, Anna Minster boys, should be a mighty good game. On the air about a quarter of seven. Count on tip at 7:15. Be with us at 6:45 for all the pregame. Anna Minster boys tonight on Scores Broadcast, and on Tuesday, Rushi at Botkins. 6:45 airtime, 7:15 tip on Tuesday. Rushi Botkins as we swing back into SCAL action next week.
Yep, I'm ready for it. That should be a heck of a game. The one tonight's going to be terrific. Mm-hmm. And boy, Tuesday night, that's going to be a terrific game
and
also.
Next Friday, Botkins Anna, as I recall.
Yes.
Yep. So a lot of very good matchups coming along the way here in the next week or two on scoresbroadcast.com. Terrific online listenership today. I saw a note from Christian Netcast. We topped 3,000 early in the fourth quarter. Over 3,000 IP addresses joining us here today on scoresbroadcast.com early in the fourth. That is sensational. Thanks to you for all of the listener support. And thanks to our advertisers, the business and industry, who continue to assist us and make our play-by-play in color available to you, the listener, free of charge. Again, airtime a quarter of seven tonight. Minster and Anna, thanks to our online listeners. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. And again, a big thank you to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. These three with us each and every Fort Loramie contest. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And a brand new underwriting sponsor along the way on Scores Broadcast, Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge at 937-518-1776. For you, our listeners, for Chuck alongside Jack Kramer, saying good afternoon from Ottawa Glandorf, Fort Loramie, victorious by 3, 55-52.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.